evening. My name is Steve Price, and I want to welcome you to this Christmas Eve worship service. We are so glad that you have come, and if it's your first time with us, we're especially glad that you chose to be here for this occasion. It's going to be a great night. You're going to have an opportunity to sing some carols, to hear some special music, to receive a message that will offer hope and encouragement, and then to be a part of offering hope and encouragement to some kids in our community through our special offering tonight. You'll hear more about that a little later in the service, but if you want a sneak preview, the front inside panel of your bulletin tells you a little bit more about the initiative that we're going to be a part of with our offering tonight to bless some kids' lives here in Alachua County. So one other thing we want you to know about, especially if you're new, is that worship happens every Sunday here at 8:15, 9:40, and 11 o'clock, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be one service at 10 a.m., family friendly, everybody come. We will have a blessing of the toys for kids. We'll sing a lot of Christmas songs again and have a wonderful time together. And then on New Year's, we'll return to our regular schedule. And then the following week, there's a new message series that we thought you might be interested in knowing a little bit about. And so I invite you to turn your attention to the screens for a moment and see what's coming.
So Aaron and I met at work, and the first few times that we interacted together did not go well.
But later, our workplace had put together a team to cycle for charity, and we were on the team together. And 75 miles a day, 2 days in a row, and we got stuck together, just the two of us.
We did, because the rest of the team failed to show up that morning. It was just Aaron and I, and you told me stories about your days as submariners.
So we got to know each other better.
We did, and that went well.
And I asked her out on our first date.
And I said, yeah.
We went to Camp E.G. Bay.
I had chimichanga.
Chimichanga.
It was awesome.
I took a friend out for her birthday, and I'm playing Mama Hen.
I was called by a friend and forced to come out, but it turned out to be a fortuitous journey.
While we were out, we bumped into my friend, and he was saying happy birthday and celebrate and all this, and I walked over because I wanted to play police and make sure that he was a good guy, and he actually turned out to be okay.
Goodish. And we talked for the rest of the evening.
Well, I was a medical student there, a medical intern, and she was a third-year nursing student in the same medical school and nursing school in the Philippines, in Manila. And there was a convocation one afternoon sponsored by the nursing class, and she was singing. And I, with three of my best friends, were looking down where she was singing. And I told my friends, "That's my wife." And they all laughed. Said, "You don't even know her." I said, "Well, I promise you, she'll be my wife."
Steve and I were college sweethearts and started dating our junior year in college, but it got very serious very quickly. So when he came down to visit me here in Gainesville that Christmas, I was sure that I was going to call it off. But as soon as I saw him, I realized I could live without him.
Thank goodness for that. And now 30 years later, our story continues to unfold. You know, every marriage has a story, and we are so excited about the upcoming message series here at Trinity beginning January 8th. We'd love for you to come and join us as we share some of the things that we've learned along the way about what makes for healthy relationships.
So whether you're married or in a relationship or not, we think there'll be something for you. So we invite you to come and bring a friend.
So we hope you'll come back and join us in January, and even before then, as we start that series, it promises to be a great time together here in worship. But right now, we are here to celebrate the best news that could possibly come to us, and that is that God decided to come and be among us in the person of Jesus Christ. And we are glad that you are here now to do that with us. And so as we begin to worship, I want to invite you to stand and greet some folks near you. Say Merry Christmas and welcome them too as we get started. Merry Christmas, everyone. Please remain standing and join us as we sing our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Jesus has come down from heaven. Receive him. Jesus is now on earth. Shout for joy. Let us dance with delight in the Lord, and let our hearts be filled with rejoicing. May the light of Christ shine in our lives and through us out into the world. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God.
sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The heaven Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all He brings, risen with healing in His wings. Mild He lays His glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
King of heaven.
King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of heaven, come. The Godhead see, hailed incarnate deity, pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save. In your mighty name, King of heaven, come. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, come. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come.
Please pray with me. O wondrous God of the stars, we come tonight with breathless wonder to see the babe who will change our hearts and lives. You have
touch the earth this night with your relentless grace and unconditional love. Touch us this magical night. Touch our hearts and our minds and our souls. May we never tire of this story, and may we never take it for granted. Amen. I invite you to be seated, and children, we're going to have a children's moment, and I invite you to make your way to the stage now as we sing Away in a Manger together. In the sky, look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
The cattle are lowing, the baby away. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he made. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is
worship with Trinity, and thanks for coming here. Especially, can you guys see me okay over there? All right, awesome. Tonight, we are here to celebrate some of the best things we could possibly know about. I have a question for you before I tell you about that, though, and that is, anybody here have a nightlight that you use at home? Anybody have a nightlight either in your room or maybe in the bathroom or in the hall right outside your room? Yeah? Somebody want to tell me why you have a nightlight? Why do you have one of those? Wow. I think he just told my children's sermon for me. He said, since the light of Jesus is coming into the world, it reminds him of the new Lord King, right? That is awesome. Wow. That is really great. So, you know, it always fascinates me how, no matter how dark a place can be, like if this room right here were to be completely dark, all it would take is one small light, one candle, one flashlight, and you would be able to find your way around in here, right? All it would take would just be one small light. Well, tonight, we tell the story about how no matter how dark it is, and no matter how vast the darkness seems, or no matter how lonely you feel or how scared you are, the good news is that God showed up in a tiny package on Christmas, and we call him Jesus. And that tiny baby grew up into the one who made it possible for all of us to find our way, no matter how dark it is. So a little later tonight, we're going to light candles. Because those candles remind us that Jesus is indeed the light of the world. And so I hope you've got a candle back at your seats with your mom or your dad or whoever you came with tonight. And at that point in the service, when we light them, remember that that light means that we never have to be afraid. Because no matter what, Jesus is with us and will help us find our way. So, after the service, I want to invite you to take that candle home with you and put it somewhere where you'll see it so that it can be a reminder to you that you are never alone and that God is always with you, lighting the way. All right? Will you pray with me? God, what good news it is that you come in Jesus Christ for our sake and for the sake of the whole world, and that he comes to show us the way and to be the way. We give you thanks, and we ask that you would be with us and all of our families as we celebrate Christmas this year. Amen. Well, I'll invite you to go back to your seats, and as you do, we'll keep singing a little bit more of Away in a Manger. Thank you.
Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and bid us for heaven to live with thee there. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Lord of creation laid down his sweet head. The Savior of the nations laid down his sweet head.
So tonight we come to celebrate that good news of that tiny package. And as we do, we can also give thanks for the gift of every child that is God's gift to the world. Our children that are here with us tonight and children everywhere, we particularly celebrate tonight. And we want to give you an opportunity to bless some children here in our community through our offering for this evening. Every offering at all five services tonight will go toward this initiative that is in your bulletins and that we want you to hear a little bit more about right now. And far better than I can share it are a couple of my friends from Rawlings Elementary School. So I'm going to invite you to listen to their voices now as they share with us on the screens.
I've been through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, wrapping all the way.
Hello, Trinity United Methodist Church. My name is Daniel Burney, and I currently serve as a principal here at Rawlings Elementary School for Fine Arts. First of all, I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for your support. We've enjoyed a great partnership with Faith Mission and Trinity United Methodist over the past couple years, and we look to strengthen that bond through a new endeavor and a new initiative that we have to renovate our entire media center. We truly believe that our students and faculty and staff are better when we work together than when we work separate. So we want to encourage collaborative learning and collaborative creation by making this whole space a 21st century area for learning. Some of the things that we want to do, if you see this pretty much open concept media center, we want to recreate some of the spaces. For instance, we want to create a corner for collaborative learning with new creation stations like Makerspace. We want to make sure that we continue the support that we have from Trinity United Methodist to help us with our photography lab and bring that right into this space as well. We want to make sure that our robotics program has an opportunity to grow and flourish in this space, and we're going to do a number of professional developments where our adults, faculty, and staff, and even staff members from around Alachua County, we want to make this a hub for 21st century innovative creation. And with your help, I'm sure we all can do this to be successful, because like I said before, we work better together than we do separately. Once again, thank you so much for your support.
Well, the reason I'm excited about this new project is because I think everybody should be able to create the things they imagine and be able to have their input in different things and have wild imaginations and create the different things they like to create. But I'm glad that we're all able to work together, because when we work together, it helps us experience different things and able to grow into life. And so we won't be shy of anything else, and it builds our encouragement with different people and able to talk in front of different people. For me, I like vocal music art because it lets me express myself by using my voice and inspiring other people by using my voice for them to use their voice and help them have more encouragement.
Dashing through the snow, and a one horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on rafters ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride a sleigh in something nice. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Thank you, Trinity, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
How can you not smile when you see that face? Let me invite the ushers to come forward, and as they do, I invite you to bow your heads and pray with me. Gracious God, tonight, on this holy night, we give you thanks for the Bethlehem child. And as we do, we also give you thanks for all children and for the opportunity and the challenge to be able to care for them. Tonight, we dedicate this offering to the children in this community, and we trust that you will use it and multiply it to be a blessing for them and help them to learn and grow. All this we ask in the name of Jesus.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Joyous strains prolong. What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. Joseph, lend your aid while our hearts in
story we hear year after year and one we know, but I invite you to hear it again tonight and to hear it with fresh ears and see what it is that God might have to say to you this evening. So I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third Gospel, and it's on the screens, or you can read along with me in your Bibles. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax list. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage, and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room place for them in the guest room. Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, and the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told. This is the word of God for the people of God, and God's people say, thanks be to God. Let me invite you to bow your heads and pray for me this evening in sharing this message with you, as I pray for you that God might speak to you and you might hear a word from God tonight. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You know, it's appropriate to hear children on this night. We can be right there and you can just picture baby Jesus, and I don't think he was silent as the cattle were lowing. What a strange way to save the world. Here they come, angels flying down to earth to share the good news with shepherds. These were the same angels that were there at the creation of the world, and now they are announcing the salvation of the world. But to shepherds, the angels must have plugged in the wrong location to their GPS. Why on earth would God send angels to share the good news first with the shepherds? Shepherds were the bottom feeders of every community. They were smelly and dirty and doing work that no one who could do anything else would do. I remember when we moved to Bradenton 20 years ago, we got a tour of Schrader Manatee Ranch, a 20,000-acre working ranch. And the ranch manager drove us all around, and it was cattle and citrus and turf and trees. I remember being so astounded when we saw the turf, the sod cutting of the turf. There's this tractor that drives along, and it has a tool on the back that slices off one perfect piece of sod out of the turf. And then it's piled on a pallet that is attached to the back of the trailer. But what astounded me the most was the person who walked behind the trailer. This person was sweating and dirty, filthy from dirt, and leaning over, walking, continually leaning over, had hooks in his hands, and he would hook into that sod once it had been cut and fling it up onto the back of the trailer again and again and again all day long. I remember saying to the ranch manager, wow, that literally looks like back-breaking work. And he said, yes, this is the most despised of all occupations. No one who could do anything else would do this. Only the Mexican workers, the Mexican farm workers, will do this work for this kind of money. You know, the most despised of all occupations, working on land that is not their own, traveling from one place to another with no real place to call home, treated by many people as non-persons. Does that mean today that the angel coordinates would land on the Mexican farm workers cutting sod? Why on earth would Jesus, God, come to sod cutters, to shepherds? If God had a good business plan, then God would have come to the movers and shakers in town, right? Surely there had to be more options than the shepherds, than them, to get the word out and share the good news. There had to have been people who would be more respected. There had to have been people who would be better at business, better at marketing, had managerial skills or professional skills. Why on earth would God come to the shepherds? For that matter, why on earth didn't God choose to be born into a better family who lived in a better area? Again, there had to be other options. Just think about how much more effectively and expeditiously Jesus could have shared God's message of good news if he had been born into a more prosperous, prestigious family, a more influential family, perhaps a business tycoon or someone with a lot of political influence. Why not choose a couple with world-class educations and a prestigious pedigree? Or at least the family of a priest, right? Because then he could have received a scholarly religious education. But instead, Jesus was born to a teenage girl and her working-class husband, a carpenter from Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Is what the people used to say. That's the kind of reputation that Nazareth had. Why would God choose to be born into a poor family in a backwater town? And then there's the matter of going to Bethlehem for the census and being born in a stable. That's the equivalent today of being born in the restroom of a truck stop in the shadow of a neon sign blinking, no vacancy. And finally, why on earth would God choose to enter the world through a vulnerable newborn baby? God could have chosen to save the world through somebody like Caesar Augustus, some impressive ruler, right? It seems like it would have been more logical to choose someone who had power and might and all of the resources of the world at their fingertips. But with all those choices, God decided to reach out through an innocent newborn baby, born in a cattle stall, to an unwed teenager and a working class father in a small, uninspiring town, and to share the good news through poor shepherds guarding their sheep in the field at night. It all seems rather foolish. But then again, the Apostle Paul says, the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. With all of those choices, God came to save the world through ordinary, imperfect, simple, and kind of complicated people just like us. So the God who took a risk to come as a weak and vulnerable baby is the one who we meet tonight. A child has been born for us, a son given to us, an authority to rest upon his shoulders. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is definitely not what we expected, and not what we anticipated, and not what we were looking for, and yet he is the only hope that will not disappoint. You may be sitting out there this evening on this night of nights, on this holy night, and wondering if you are holy enough, if you are good enough, if you are faithful enough, if you are committed enough for God to want to save you, to want you, to forgive you, to love you, to extend grace to you. And the answer is yes. God came to earth for you and 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 even for me. God came to all of us. God came to save all of us. Why on earth did God come to earth? God came in human flesh and took on human flesh so that we who are weak and imperfect and selfish and foolish, so that we could become more like God. John says, the Apostle John says, the Word became flesh and lived among us, made its home among us, and to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the power to become children of God. Why on earth? Christ came to be like us so that we could become like him. What a strange way to save the world. But thank God. Let's pray again. Holy God, we give you thanks for that vulnerable, tiny child, and that you came to inhabit the earth. You you came to make your home with us, through him. Born in a cattle stall to a teenage girl and a working class father. Oh God, you used them and the shepherds to share the good news with us and to come and save us. So right now, open our hearts to receive you, to receive the love given through this child. And as we offer our lives to him, we might become more like him as children of God. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Sure, he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. Never in a million lives would he have dreamed of that life. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him? Inside the stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. Think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him? Inside the stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. Such a strange way to save the world.
to save our world come full circle when we turn our focus away from the stable where there was a manger, away from Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, to the place where Jesus gathered for the last night that he would be with us on earth to share a meal with his disciples. And it is here at this table that we remember the baby grew up and lived among us, lived as one of us, experiencing our deepest sorrows and the fulfillment of our greatest joys. And it is here at the table that we proclaim the great mystery of our faith, that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Time and time again, God has chosen to take risks using unexpected means and people who we would think least likely to move his salvation plan forward. From a manger where a cradle was used to hold the King of the universe, the creator of all, the light of the world, to the cross where Jesus gave his life up for our sake, paying the price that we could never pay to pave a way for our salvation, to the empty tomb where we see that Christ rose victorious from the grave, conquering the grip that sin and death have on us so that we might rise in Christ to live life more abundantly and everlasting, not only after death, but even here and now. And the good news is that Christ welcomes each and every one of us to his table. We know this because he surrounded himself on that final night with those who would betray him and those who would deny him. And for them and for all of us, he took the bread and he gave thanks to the Father and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you." And then he took the cup and he gave thanks to the Father. And he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Take and drink. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance." Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on this common bread and cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ. In the fullness of time, you came to dwell among us, bringing light into our darkness. Indeed, love was born at Christmas, love that wasn't scared to take on flesh and get dirty in our muck and our mire. Love that is boundless and timeless, so deep and profound that nothing can remain the same when it encounters this love. And so may we encounter that love anew tonight. Love that heals and forgives and makes us whole. And help us to hear, to really hear and believe the strange and magnificent and glorious story, the good news the angels brought us. And open our eyes to see, like the shepherds, the truth of your salvation. Empower us to respond like the wise men by offering all that we are and all that we have as an act of our worship. As we come to your table, make us one with you and one with each other, so that we may be for the world the body of Christ, filled with your peace, hope, joy, and love as we carry the light of Christ into dark places and continuously proclaim the glorious story of Christmas in our everyday, ordinary lives. Amen. And now, with the confidence of God's children, will you pray with me the words that Jesus taught us to pray? We say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'd like to invite all those who are going to be serving with us to go ahead and come forward to the kneeling rails now, and we will bring those elements to you. In the United Methodist Church, you do not have to be a member of this church or any church to come to Christ's table. We believe that Christ is the one who invites you, and so all are welcome. In a moment, you're going to be invited to partake. And you have servers in most of your sections in the back and across the front. And if you will exit to the left of your rows, beginning with the front and moving back in each section, you can come forward, and we will tear off a piece of bread and hand it to you. And then you can dip it into the cup, and you can return to your seat, or you can come and you can kneel and pray, you can sing, you can respond to God in any way that you feel led. If you need gluten-free, we do have that available. We just ask that you come to one of our front stations on either side, and they have that for you to let them know. It's dairy-free, gluten-free, and coconut-based. Christ welcomes all of us, and we continue to be a part of God's unfolding salvation story as we respond to God's grace again and again. So come, for all is ready.
from the realms of glory. Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and
stand and sing with us?
I invite you to be seated. In just a moment, the lights will go out, and I invite you to find your candles. And as we light those candles, the ushers will come to down the aisles on either side, and they will light your candle, or you'll light your candle from theirs, and then the light will be passed, and then pass that light in to the middle of your row until all of us have light as we sing together Silent Night. Just one hint as you do that. Hold the lit candle upright and tilt the unlit candle to it. That will save your hands and a lot of hot wax. Let me invite you to turn down the lights now. These words from the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything that came into being came through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish it. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The Word became flesh and made His home among us. We have seen His glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace. Invite you to stand. And I'll invite you to extinguish your candles. But as you do, I invite you to take the light of Christ out into the world. So we'll extinguish candles and then sing joy to the world before we go out into the world together. But now hear this blessing. As you extinguish your candles, may the light of Christ be kindled in you and carried with you. And may the Bethlehem child continue to give grace to you. May the love of God continue to amaze you. And may the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you whenever you are weary. Go in peace.
Merry Christmas!